Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Creators Council Show. I am Maria Humphreys, and Kevin Touch is the creator of this particular show, but he asked me to be a co-host a while ago, so I've been creating some episodes out here, kind of sporadically, but I hope you're getting a lot out of them, whether you are on the Anchor platform or not. Perhaps you're outside the Anchor platform, and you're just looking for some inside scoop on how it all works. Come along and join the app if you like. Anchor.fm is great. On this particular show, it is a compilation of various user opinions and contributions. So we do not have sponsorship set up on this particular show. But in this episode right now, I'm going to be talking about sponsorship just a little bit. So come along for the ride and join the show. Here we go. Okay, so if you've been listening to the show here for a bit, you know that the analytics have changed recently. You can see a lot more of activity, what's going on with your show on your mobile device. It's awesome. But the other day, the app updated once again. Now they are able to do a multitude of different things, but right now I just want to focus on sponsorship. Sponsorship was initiated by Anchor to make it possible for content creators to make a little bit of money off of their podcasts. And when I say a little bit, let me be precise, 10 cents on the listen. And the content creator gets a small percentage of that. Just to give you an idea of what kind of big bucks we're talking about, 10 cents is one tier of earning, and 15 cents is the other tier of earning, depending on the sponsor. When they first initiated the program, you could have multiple sponsors, but it would not play all of them. It would only play the top earning one. So at the very beginning of sponsorship, I, for instance, had Flipboard that paid 15 cents a listen, with me getting a small percentage of that. And then I had Anchor that paid 10 cents a listen, and I got a small percentage of that, because Flipboard would always be the default. Now, recently, there don't appear to be any sponsors available. I could be wrong. Please call in and let me know. I have not heard any sponsors on any shows lately besides Anchor. Anchor is awesome, and they are sponsoring a lot of shows out here, only within the United States. Warning, warning, if you're listening from another country, if you are of the international audience, I'm sorry to say you are not eligible for any of the money-making features available on Anchor. Sponsorship is one of those features, and listener support is another one. I'll talk about that in another episode. Right now, sponsorship, Anchor themselves is a sponsor in their own program. And in the last few days, they have changed it so that you can actually have them appear twice in your episode. They will allow the content creators to make two Anchor commercials and have them appear in their shows. One of them pays 15 cents a listen, with a small percentage going to the creator, and the other secondary ad for Anchor pays 10 cents a listen, with that small percentage as well. We are able to put both ads into our shows now. That's right. I can put an ad for Anchor at the very beginning of my episode, and I can put one at the very end. My listeners on the Strong Body, Strong Soul show can hear about Anchor twice. Now, they have suggested in the script that they want the content creator to say when they do their ads, the script is slightly different on each of the ads. One of the ads, they say, is geared to getting listeners to join the app. The other one, they're saying, gear it towards letting people know how easy it is to podcast. Focus on the benefits of Anchor in one of the ads. Focus on the, yay, come into the app on the other ad. So I have changed the wording a little bit. I have been putting two ads once in a while on some of my shows. Now, be careful when you're doing sponsorship. There are two buttons there. You can either click the button that says add to all my episodes. That means the ad that you are opting for will appear at the very beginning of all of your episodes in the history of your podcast show out here. If you're brand new to the platform, that may not matter, and you can gear your content knowing that you have an ad at the very beginning. But if you're like me and you've been out here for a long time, some of your content may not be conducive to having ads on it. So I opted for manually adding the ads. I only add them to shows that I'm okay with ads being on. So I have been allowing Anchor to be at the beginning of my shows lately on some of them, and I have been putting them at the end. Both dollar amounts, the 15 cents and the 10 cents per listen, both of which are a small percentage only for the content creator, I've been using both of those. So that's the newest change right now. Go ahead and check out Strong Body, Strong Soul if you want to hear my ad that I recorded. I also want to tell you, some of the content out here on this show and on others has been about mic quality. I am on my Powered Wise mic right now, and I'm going to try and stay more consistent. So I hope as a listening experience here on this Creators Council show, you might be noticing the difference. I don't know. But if I'm not on this mic, and I do try to put segments together where I'm using different mics, it can be awkward and annoying for the listener, perhaps. And let me tell you why I started focusing on this mic issue more lately, by the way. Completely off the sponsorship topic, as you can plainly hear. This show, Creators Council, was written up in Pod News Magazine. It's an online publication. They rated this show. They said it was one of the highest, one of the episodes. Episode 61 was one of their favorites. But they analyzed the show quality, the production value, and they did do some testing on it. The volume was too low. And yeah, listeners can get by. You can raise the volume on most of the episodes that are out here. But I'm going to try and be a little more conscious of my mic quality. Yes, Anchor is supposed to be a one-stop shop. That is part of the sponsorship script that we're supposed to say. And it is one-stop shop, but you do have to buy some gadgets, perhaps. I'm finally getting my head wrapped around that concept. I do have to invest if I want the quality of my podcast to be a little better. Right now, I'm taking baby steps. The mic. I'm willing to go out and spend some money. Thank you for that sponsorship. That's right, it's helping. So make sure your listeners know that you have sponsorship in place. Make sure they know that they can be listener supporters. Make sure they know that any little bit of money can help. You can buy this Powered Wise mic for about $15 on Amazon. That's right, and it can make a world of difference. Actually, I might have lied. It might be $20. But that's neither here nor there. Thank you so much for stopping by. I hope you got something out of this episode. Feel free to call in if you have messages or contributions about sponsorship. If you're on the Anchor platform, please tell me, do you have a sponsor other than Anchor? Let us know. Inquiring minds are curious. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate you taking the time to spend some of your day or evening here at the Creators Council show. You can find me, Maria, at Strong Body, Strong Soul on pretty much most social media platforms. Here on this audio podcast, search for the show on any platform. You can find Kevin Touch. He's mostly on Instagram now. That's right. KTTV. Go ahead, look him up. And I just want to give you another heads up. You will not be hearing any sponsorship ads or requests for listener support here on this particular show. It is merely a labor of love. by other users trying to help friends out. That's what this show is all about. So feel free to message in. If anything I'm talking about, by the way, in any of the episodes here, if you have some different information or anything you want to add, message in through the Anchor platform. If you are not on Anchor, but you'd like to send in some questions or messages, feel free to reach out to me through Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. I am here for the number 4. You guys is my handle on Twitter. Thanks again for stopping by. This is the Creators Council Show. Keep coming back.